This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Thousands of years ago, the Bible prophesied what we are experiencing right now, the downfall of the United States of America and the rise of Europe under German leadership. I want to, first of all, show you, giving you some excerpts from news articles as to how far advanced in biblical prophecy we already are. And then I will have a few comments regarding the Bible. First of all, here's an article by the Huffington Post, dated October 3, talking about how government should look like, but that it's not what we are experiencing today. It says, government needs to play the important and modest role of a servant. The criteria for evaluation and judgment of civil authority is whether it is serving the people, whether it is guarding their security, whether it is maintaining a positive and peaceful social order, whether it is helping to make the lives of its citizens better, and in particular, whether it is protecting the poor. Transparency, accountability, and service are the ethics of good government. Of the people, by the people, and for the people is still a good measure of goal of civil authority. But people of faith will ascribe ultimate authority only to God, to whom civil authority will always be accountable. That is so very true. And it is so much lacking today. Even many American citizens realize today how much it is lacking. Here's an article by the Washington Times, dated October 10, saying this. The number of American voters who think the country is headed in the right direction fell by 11 percentage points over the past week, placing it at its lowest level in 2 years. Just 17% of likely voters said they think the United States is on the right track. Quite frankly, I wonder who those 17% are, what planet they are living on. Here's an article by Market Watch, dated October 8. Foreign policy analysts at home and abroad have been predicting for years the inevitable decline of American power, often with a fair amount of schadenfreude, and sometimes even with a fair amount of glee. But now that political dysfunction in Washington is accelerating, the downsizing of the world's only remaining superpower, all you hear is whining. So what did you expect American decline to look like? Get used to it. It's so sad. The end of the American gravy train really is in sight. The nightmare is likely to continue for some time, with unforeseeable consequences for us and for the rest of the world. We are in the process of destroying our democracy. Sooner or later, history tells us, the United States of America will go the way of Rome and other empires. Billy Graham recently came out very strongly warning against the destruction of America. He said on October 6 that President Obama's hope and change mantra is nothing than a cliché and warns that the nation faces increasing threats to civil and religious liberties from its government. Graham said America is drenched in a sea of immorality and suggested that the second coming of Christ is near. Our country is turning away from what has made it so great, he continued, but far greater than the government, knowing our every move that could lead to losing our freedom to worship God publicly, is to know that God knows our every thought. He knows our hearts need transformation. Many believing Christians believe in a coming Armageddon, a final battle between good and evil prophesied in the book of Revelation. Graham tells Newsmax it is not wise to speculate about the dates of such a battle. But he adds that the Bible says that there will be signs pointing towards the return of the Lord. I believe all of these signs are evident today, Graham wrote, adding that the return of Christ is near. Regardless of what society says, we cannot go on much longer in the sea of immorality without judgment coming, he says. And amen, I say. But you see, the downfall of the United States of America is continuing. Here's an article by Fox News dated October 13 saying this. China's official news agency is calling for a de-Americanized world in a blistering editorial characterizing the United States as a meddling and hypocritical nation that introduces chaos into the world for its own ends. It goes on to say that the U.S. government has gone to all lengths to appear before the world as the one that claims the moral high ground, yet covertly doing things that are as audacious as torturing prisoners of war, slaying civilians in drone attacks, and spying on world leaders. Such alarming days, when the destinies of others are in the hands of a hypocritical nation, have to be terminated, and a new world order should be put in place, according to which all nations, big or small, poor or rich, can have their key interests respected and protected on an equal footing, it said. Now, of course, China is most certainly not the country which should tell us this. But it's interesting how the other nations are trying to take over the world, trying to minimize the influence of the United States of America. And listen to this startling and, quite frankly, frightening article, which was published in Wired, CO, UK, on October 12th, saying this. All of the major internet organizations have pledged at a summit in Uruguay to free themselves of the influence of the US government. And then they're all listed here, and I don't want to take the time to use them all, but it says they had all vowed to break their associations with the US government. It goes on to say that it was announced that the next Internet Governance Summit would be held in Brazil, whose president has been extremely critical of the U.S. over web surveillance. You see, while all of this is going on, and as I will show you in a moment, all of this has been prophesied a long time ago to happen, just prior to Christ's return. We are seeing startling developments in Europe and in Germany. Again, something which was also prophesied would happen. The Local wrote this on October 8. In the last week, Germany's President Joachim Gauck has called on the country to take more responsibility in the international arena and told the Germans our country is not an island. But is it time for Germany to step up on the global stage? At an event at the U.S. Embassy in Berlin on Monday, the Local asked U.S. author and foreign policy expert Professor Walter Russell Mead for his view. Professor Mead argued German foreign policy has been relatively successful in Europe. Asked if Germany should play a greater global role, he said, Germany is playing a larger role in the world than people appreciate. Europe is doing what it wants, in many ways led by Germany. We would hope Germany would continue to play the leading role it has played in the past. On the subject of Europe and the Eurozone, Professor Mead urged Germany to lead a, notice, Holy Roman Empire, rather than a Prussian conquest. Any discussion of Germany's world role must begin with Europe, he told reporters. Are you going to have a King of Prussia? Or the Holy Roman Emperor. So Holy Roman Emperor is a more sustainable. And amazingly, that is what the Bible is telling us. The Bible is telling us that in these end times, the ancient Roman Empire will be resurrected one more time. It will consist of a group of nations, of about 10 nations or groups of nations, and they will be led by a Roman Emperor, so to speak, a Holy Roman Emperor. He is also called the King of the North. He is also called the King of Assyria. He is also called the Beast, a German emperor. exactly what this professor is now talking about, and I don't believe that he actually knows what the Bible has to say about it, but he is just echoing what the Bible has been prophesying for over 2,000 years. In addition to that, the Bible has said, in these end times, the United States of America and Great Britain and other English-speaking nations will go down. How could we know this? Why have we been proclaiming this for 50, 60, 70 or more years to our audience, to our viewership, to our listeners? Well, here's a book that we have prepared, The Authority of the Bible. The authority of the Bible, which tells you that the Bible speaks with authority. It tells you that what the Bible says is true and you can rely on it. Of course, you need to know what the Bible says. You need to have the conviction that God is speaking to you through the pages of the Bible, both the Old and the New Testament. This booklet gives you the proof that the Bible is reliable. It tells you about who actually wrote it, how it was canonized. It also tells you a lot about prophecy. It tells you about what prophetic events have already taken place and what prophetic events are going to take place and what is happening right now in the United States of America, in Europe, in other parts of the world. There's a chapter in there about prophecy, fulfilled prophecy, and also prophecy which is going to come to pass. It is a completely free booklet. It's yours for the asking. Please ask for it. I mean, again, we are offering it to you for free, but what you have to do is to write us and ask for a free copy if you really want to know what is happening in the world and why and what is in store. Because let me just tell you, with godly authority based on the Bible, the United States of America is going down and Europe is writhing. But none of that is good news. The good news is that ultimately Jesus Christ will return when all of this happens. But before that, there's going to be a time called the Great Tribulation, so bad as it has never happened before in the history of man. And you need to know why that is. And you need to know in what times you are living. Because God is offering you protection if you want it. And you need to have it. Believe you me, you need to have it in the years to come. So please ask for a free copy of this booklet, The Authority of the Bible. And thank you very much for listening. Until next time, this is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.